Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 9th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the United States struck five Iranian oil tankers on Tuesday, sinking one after Iran targeted an American warship, according to U.S. Central Command. All four of the tankers were linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guards and were hit in the Gulf of Oman, while another was targeted near Karg Island, Iran's main oil export terminal. Iran responded with missile attacks on a U.S. base in Jordan. Jordanian forces said they intercepted 18 of 20 missiles, with the others landing in unpopulated areas. Iran also claimed attacks on U.S. vessels and oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. The escalation has pushed oil prices higher, with Brent crude approaching $100 a barrel. Another news. Washington has announced new restrictions on Canadian imports, including alcoholic beverages, motorcycles, and several dairy products, with the measures taking effect September 29th. The move follows Canada's retaliatory tariffs, covering around $20 billion worth of American goods. Ottawa introduced those tariffs after Washington imposed 50% duties on selected Canadian products last month. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said his country has the resources to reduce its dependence on the United States, despite the economic cost. The dispute is raising fresh concerns about the future of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which has supported commerce across North America for decades. With both governments continuing to impose new measures, businesses are increasingly worried about an escalating trade conflict around the world. Russian drones and missiles struck the Ukrainian capital on Tuesday, killing five people and injuring nearly 30, according to Ukrainian officials. The overnight strikes damaged at least 14 high-rise buildings, along with a school, clinic, dormitory, and warehouses. A Ukrainian television building was also partially destroyed. Ukraine's Air Force said it intercepted nearly all cruise missiles and two ballistic missiles. Elsewhere, Russian drones targeted eight additional regions, including Sumy, where passenger trains were hit and people were evacuated. The attacks came after a three-day pause in strikes on Moscow and Kyiv during visits by U.S. peace negotiators Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff. The renewed violence highlights the difficulties facing efforts to restart peace negotiations. Another news. The U.K. has announced sanctions targeting illegal Israeli settlements and businesses involved in their expansion, accusing Israel's government of failing to prevent what Foreign Secretary Ed Miliband described as the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. France and Canada announced similar measures alongside Britain. Israel responded angrily. Foreign Minister Gideon Saar called the British accusations an outrageous lie and announced plans to close the UK's consulate in East Jerusalem. Israel also said several British MPs would be barred from entering the country. Miliband said the measures target settlements and expansion, not Israel itself, and argued that continued construction threatens the possibility of a two-state solution. The diplomatic dispute now risks placing further strain on Britain's already difficult relationship with Israel. Another news. UN human rights chief Volker Turk says advanced artificial intelligence could pose an existential risk to humanity unless stronger safeguards are introduced. Speaking in Geneva, Turk called for cast-iron guarantees around AI safety and security. His office warned that failures involving powerful AI systems could disrupt critical infrastructure, communications, and democratic institutions. The warning comes amid growing concern about increasingly capable AI systems and whether safeguards are keeping pace with their development. Turk also pointed to what his office described as dangerous agent training behavior during a July incident involving AI agents and an open source platform. He said too much power over AI is concentrated in the hands of a small number of people. The call adds to growing international pressure for stronger oversight as AI capabilities continue to advance. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.